Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are a lot of people like attaching this email, and I thought somehow I got added to an email I'm not supposed to be added to. You know what I did? I looked at that email. I clicked delete.
Delete.
And I thought, this is all over with. About 5 minutes later, I get an email. Reply to that email. And it's someone saying, hey, I'm on this email as an accident. I said, oh, that's funny. I said, someone else got added by accident. I delete that. Inbox comes back up refreshed. There's another reply in there from someone saying, I'm not supposed to be on this email. I said, oh, okay, this happened to a few of us. So next thing I know, I go back to my inbox about 5 minutes later. It says I have 7 new emails. And it's all from this email. And it's just people saying this is an accident. This would go on for the next several hours to the point where I had to take notifications off my phone. And then I just had to put my phone in a different room, silenced at some point.
So everybody just kept replying all, perpetuating itself?
Everybody. There ended up being thousands of people on this email, which was sent as an accident.
Oh, man.
Brendan Dar was somehow on this email that I was on. I don't know why we were on this
what
email.
What was it?
It was sent from somebody at NBC Universal.
Uh-huh.
They sent out to the master list of all NBC Universal employees. That means Comcast, GE, every TV entity, every producer, every freelancer, anybody who works at any place under the NBC Universal umbrella.
Does this mean I have an NBC email address?
No, it just means you're on an NBC listserv.
A distribution list.
Yeah, you're on a distribution list that at some point, this person somehow found the master key and sent everybody an invoice.
First of all, what a terrible botch. That person should be fired. Second of all, please stop responding to tell us that you shouldn't be on the email. How much common sense does it take to realize that everyone who's responding has handled this already? Whoever sent this email now knows this wasn't supposed to go here.
Hi, I'm special. I shouldn't be on here. Okay.
Hours later, I'm talking end of the night, I'm still getting emails. It's up to hundreds and hundreds of responses of people saying, please take me off this email, or I don't think I should be on this email.
Just a disaster.
Did you miss all of the other idiots who are responding?
What you're not getting is that they all came in the matter of 5 minutes, and you were just getting them over the course of the night.
Yeah.
Because there were so many emails, your Gmail was inundated with emails and couldn't get them all at once. Because everybody that has an internal email address got them all at once and got all those notifications within like the first 10 minutes before
but for everybody
the
else,
was
it's like
down.
It's like a bottleneck, we getting, a logjam.
Yes. Oh. So we were getting 1 minute
nightmare
for probably an hour and a half.
Nightmarish.
Reply all. Why would you ever reply all?
So
this is
another big thing about why I hate our work email. And everyone who tries to make us use work email is evil and wrong and incorrect. And I'll fight this until I'm dead. That's what work email is. It's, I shouldn't be on this chain. Or, hey, I have tickets. No, I don't have tickets anymore. Dang, shoot, darn, bummer. Hey, wish I could have got them. 77,000 responses. Please stop responding. No one cares about you. Stop responding. Stop responding. Stop responding. It's outrageous.
The only time I use reply all for a work email related endeavor is when we get an email saying somebody's getting hired or getting a promotion or something like that. And I want to give them a little bit of love and say, hey, you do a great job. Well deserved or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'll reply all. Otherwise, I just don't reply to any of that stuff.
I don't even do that.
No one cares what I think. No one needs to know what I think. No one needs to know. If I want tickets, I'll reply directly to the person and say, if you still have some, I'll take some. Reply all is such an unnecessary thing. But I'm telling you, this was maddening doesn't cover it.
It was Joe maddening.
What's the perfect word for it? Dumbfounding. How stupid do you have to be?
Selfish is what it is.
I don't even think it's selfish. I think it's dumb, Danny. I think it's stupidity.
I think it's a self-centered worldview to be like, you know, I'm the only one that shouldn't be on here. Let me make this worse. The lack of understanding perspective to not realize that you have made this infinitely worse every time you click that button to go, my special circumstances, I shouldn't be on here. Shh.
Hundreds of people have already responded to say that they... Whatever. Yeah, shouldn't be on this
unobservant
email.
Clown show. I've been so mad. To do
it. Hold on.
Please.
The thing about it is, when you look at the sent list, it looks like it's just you and three other people. That's why everybody kept doing it, because it's just the master list. And you can't tell that from the email.
Of course not.
So it just looks like...
But it's still three people.
Brendan, how could...
Reply all is still two more people than is necessary. If you really wanted to reply to someone, you'd reply to the person that sent it and say, please take me off this
list. Even if you just replied, don't you see the volume of responses that have already existed of people going, hey, you guys?
Everybody, eventually it shut down. But it was a solid... For people that were getting it all at once, it came all at once because everybody did it because they didn't know. And the best part was,
I refuse to believe, though. There's no way to know for sure. Like, yours is a working theory, and it's a good one. I refuse to believe that nobody sent an email saying, please take me off this list, after they'd already seen one. I think plenty of people saw people doing this and still said, because some of them said, also, too, I'm also not supposed to be on here. Shut up!
I hear you.
We get it.
I hear you. But they had no idea there were 145,000 people on that email list.
And then, that's the number, by the way? Are we sure?
That's what one person ended up calculating.
Everyone who replied or made it about themselves should face a punishment. The initiator of this thing should face, of course, the sternest punishment.
The sternest
and
punishment.
And try to rescind the email, which you can't do.
Yeah, I got 15 emails from her about rescinding the email, by the way.
You know what? You can't do that. It's not okay.
You can't take it back.
You can't take it back.
Please stop telling me you're going to rescind the email. It's another email I have to see.
Grant, did you happen to see the woman that CC'd somebody into it because she thought she was the wrong person?
No, but that's hilarious.
She's like,
I couldn't find specific emails. There were too many. Like you said, hey, look for mine. It's funny. And I was like, Jadar, I'll never find yours.
It's like finding an M&M in a bowl of cottage cheese. Not being able to take it back, this is the new frontier. A buddy of mine, Will Ackerley, who is a genius, is from a family of geniuses. Our buddy, his brother, the Duck, who is a triple doctor, went
Cookie
to all the
million
schools. No, different Duck.
Okay.
The guy that's kind of our unofficial medical consultant.
Yeah,
text
the
me
guy
stuff.
Who told us about eggs.
Will invented a service that is going to be the next rage. It's called Virtue. It's where you can take it back. You can pull that son of a gun back.
What's their stock symbol? Little insider trading.
I don't know it just yet, but I will tell you this. It's the next horizon. And he's a genius, and I wish I thought of it. In fact, I did think of it, but I don't know how to do it.
Very proud of him. I wish I had that yesterday is all I can tell you.
Just geniuses making genius moves.
Let's finish up the phones. Redskins win if, Redskins lose if. So we've given you how they win. For me, it's about pass protection and not turning the ball over. For you?
Defensive excellence. They've got to have a similar outing they did against Seattle.
Redskins lose if. I will say they don't generate any takeaways defensively. I think that would be just a dagger for them. And they lose if their offensive line is not considerably healthier than it was last week. If we get to Sunday and there's no Scherf, no Insecki, and it's the same cast of misfits, you can win once with that group. You're not routinely and sustainably winning with that group. So for me, it's about health, giving them a shot.
I would add a couple things. I think this is a tightrope game. In other words, you can't afford mistakes, which means no special teams Ken Boning. You can't have what you had against Dallas and overcome it. I just don't see enough offensive capability and output in this game to overcome a blocked field goal resulted in something. Or every
lost
time.
Lost fumble again.
You just can't have it.
On a punt return.
Yeah, you can't have it.
Zach Falls Church, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. Whoa, wasn't expecting that. How
are
you doing?
What's up,
good,
man?
How are you?
good. So just I was hearing the previous segment, and I don't know. I just disagree a little bit in terms of I feel like you guys are making the Vikings out to be world beaters. I know they have a very good very good defense, and Danny, as you always say, information is a good thing. Never discount information. In terms of the amount of points allowed, it's definitely low. But in terms of the teams that they've beaten here, I'm on my phone, they've beaten the Packers. That was the game when Rodgers got hurt.
Yeah, they've benefited from an easy schedule. That's 100% true.
And we've said that, but they've still won 4 in a row. They've still won 5 out of 6, and it's not like they win by 3. They have won one of their last 3 games in a one-possession fashion. They won by 13. They've won by 17. They're handling people. You don't get to 6-2 on accident. I don't really care who you're playing. Let's go to Phil in D.C. What's up, Phil?
Phil?
Hey, boys. How y'all doing?
What up, buddy?
Good.
Good, good. Just want to say, man, you guys are awesome, man. I've been listening for a long time, and you got the best lineup going yet. But anyways, you guys kind of stole you stole my thunder on the last call a little bit, but dang, I mean, what's up with you riding the Vikings D like this? I mean, they haven't proven anything. We just established this. Who have they played?
Well,
offensively, that would scare you.
No, I mentioned that their defense is, or their defense has benefited. It's a good defense. You don't do that against everybody.
It's a really
good
defense.
Out.
I get the last two callers though. You are When you say the Redskins, you're just punting on being able to do anything on offense, even if they're healthy, I think that's overstated a little bit. I understand where they're coming from.
Sure. Again, this isn't the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. Nobody's saying that it is. But I'm also looking at the Redskins, who struggled against defenses that are like this.
But we're saying they might get healthier. Look, the Browns are terrible on offense. The Ravens are terrible on offense. The Packers, without Aaron Rodgers, are terrible on offense. The Bears are bad on offense. That's the last four teams they've played.
So tell me what I'm missing here. The Redskins can't run the ball, right?
Correct.
They show up and are able to do that somehow against the best run defense they've played?
They will not run the ball this weekend.
They can't, okay. Can they go down the field consistently against these cornerbacks with their outside wide receivers?
Consistently, no. Do I think they can make two or three shot plays down the field? Yeah, they could do that.
You want to block that up against Everson Griffin and company?
If Everson Griffin doesn't play, I feel different,
maybe,
number
yeah.
one. Number two, if Brandon Scherff and Ty Nsekhe are back, you got a lot better chance to block it up.
I suppose you do. The internal pressure, I thought, was the big difference for Seattle, by the way. Just knifing through Cousin Chase Rouye and
Ari Quanjao.
And what's the guy's name? I'm blanking on his name. The tackle. The tackle. Catalina.
TJ Klein.
The Catalina wine mixer.
Oh.
He got blitzkrieged
right
a bunch
guard.
Of times. Yeah. So
but if Scherff's back, he wouldn't be playing.
That's a better animal there. I don't see them able to really get enough points on the board to do this. And again, I'm not talking about the 85 Bears, as I said, but this is a group that's pretty good, and the Redskins' offense ain't that much better than some of these teams that Minnesota's beaten.
Completely agree. I think you're overrating the Vikings' defense a little bit, and our callers are way underrating them, and the truth might be a little bit in the middle. You're probably closer to being right, though. They're actually very, very good on defense.
My counters were overrating the Redskins' offense.
They're number two in the NFL for a reason. They're number two in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of who they played. It's also because they got one of the best corners, one of the best pass rushers, one of the best linebacking cores, and a Pro Bowl safety. That helps a little bit. Grant and Danny on the Fan, our double play today, because it's Friday, is actually winning off the field. So if you want to tell us how you're in the win column, call us next at 800-636-1067. We're covering the Redskins, the Wizards, and the Capitals in your Beltway Blitz at noon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.